Chapter 18. The trilling code, coming from somewhere far behind him, startled Luke out of his dreamless sleep.
Okay, R2, I'm awake, he said groggily, reaching up to rub at his eyes.
His knuckles bumped into the visor of his flight helmet, and the impact did a bit to dissipate the fog still swirling through his mind. He couldn't remember exactly the circumstances under which he'd gone into hibernation, but he had the distinct feeling that R2 had brought him out too soon.
Is anything wrong?
He asked, trying to track down exactly what it was the droid was supposed to be doing. The trilling changed to an anxious-sounding warble. Still fighting to get his eyes properly focused, Luke searched out the computer scope for the translation. To his mild surprise, it was dark, as were all the rest of his instruments. And then it came back to him. He was trapped in deep space, with all the X-Wing systems shut down except power for R2 and minimal life support for himself. And R2 was supposed to be winding a new subspace radio antenna. Twisting a slightly stiff neck, he turned halfway around to look back at the droid, wondering what the problem was, and felt his muscles twitch with surprise. There, bearing rapidly down on them, was another ship. He spun back around, fully awake now, hands jabbing for the bank of power switches and slapping them all on. But it was so much useless reflex. Even with shortcuts, it would still take nearly 15 minutes to bring the X-Wing's engines from a cold start to any serious possibility of flight, let alone combat, if the intruder was unfriendly. Using the emergency maneuvering jets, he got the X-Wing turning slowly around to face the approaching ship. The scopes and sensors were starting to come back online again, confirming what his eyes had already told him. His visitor was a mid-sized, slightly dilapidated-looking Corellian bulk freighter. Not the sort of ship the Imperials usually used, and there were certainly no Imperial markings on its hull. But under the circumstances, it was just as unlikely that it was an innocent freight handler either. A pirate, perhaps? Luke reached out with the Force, trying to get a sense of the crew. R2 warbled, and Luke glanced down at the computer scope.
Yes, I noticed that too, Luke told him.
But a normal bulk freighter might be able to pull that kind of deceleration if it was empty. Why don't you do a quick analysis of the sensor readings? See if you can spot any weapons emplacements. The droid beeped in acknowledgement, and Luke gave the other instruments a quick scan. The primary laser cannon capacitors were at half charge now, with the main sublight drive about halfway through its pre-flight sequence. Then the flashing radio signal indicated that he was being hailed. Bracing himself, Luke flipped on the receiver.
Need assistance,
a cool female voice said.
Repeating, unidentified starfighter, this is the freighter Wildcard. Do you need assistance?
Wildcard, this is New Republic X-Wing AA-589,
Luke identified himself.
As a matter of fact, yes, I could use some help.
Acknowledged, X-Wing. What seems to be the problem?
Hyperdrive,
Luke told her, watching the ship closely as it continued its approach. A minute earlier, he'd rotated to the face of the freighter's approach. The other pilot had responded with a slight sidling drift of her own, with the result that the wild card was no longer in line with the X-Wing's lasers. Probably just being cautious, but there were other possibilities.
I've lost both motivators, he continued. Cracked shield cases, probably some other problems too. I don't suppose you'd be carrying any spares.
Not for a ship that size.
There was a short pause.
I'm instructed to tell you that if you care to come aboard, we can offer you passage to our destination system.
Luke reached out with the Force, trying to measure the sense behind the words. But if there was deceit there, he couldn't detect it. And even if there was, he had precious little choice.
Sounds good, he said. Any chance you could take my ship, too?
I doubt you could afford our shipping rates,
the other told him dryly.
I'll check with the captain, but don't get your hopes up. We'd have to take it in tow anyway. Our holds are pretty full at the moment.
Luke felt his lip twitch. A fully loaded bulk freighter couldn't possibly have managed the deceleration profile R2 had noted earlier. Either they were lying about that, or else that normal-looking drive system had undergone a complete and massive upgrading, which made the wild card either a smuggler, a pirate, or a disguised warship.
and the New Republic had no disguised warships.